On the phone with us this morning, we have Mr. Christopher Taslar. Christopher, tell us about this latest big push we have going on right now, the Adopt a Cow program. Tell us all about it.
Well, yeah, June Dairy Month, we have got a push to try to get some donations in order to allow us to purchase some milk, which is milk is a product that is rarely donated to food banks like Second Harvest. And so, and at the same time, it's a product that is really needed at the food pantry partners that we work with. So our Adopt a Dairy Cow program actually allows the public to go out and help us to provide this milk to the pantries that we serve. So what people can do is they can go out to givedairy.com, and they can choose to sponsor a day's, a week's, or even a month's worth of milk production from any one of six cows that they can choose. And then we'll take that money that they sponsor. We'll take that money from the sponsorships, and we'll actually purchase milk. And in this case, it's from Sassy Cow Creamery, and they give us a great price for it. It's a discounted price, and then we will take that milk and give it to the partner agencies that we work with. And the really cool thing is right now, through the end of this particular month, we've got some amazing sponsors, which are Physicians Plus Insurance, Badgerland Financial, and Heartland Credit Union, who we've put together a pool of matching dollars. So any fund, any adoption fund that comes in until the end of the month is going to be matched by this pool up to $22,000. So we still got about $6,000 in that pool, and we would love to be able to maximize that pool in order to provide as much milk as we possibly could.
Very cool. Now explain to us, how do we get involved if we don't got piles of dollars to donate, but we want to do our part? What does it cost to adopt a cow and adopt that cow's milk production for, let's say, a week?
Well, for a week, it's $252, but for a day, it's just $36.
$36, that sounds like a lot of people can get involved and really help.
Yeah, absolutely. And then if you think about it, if one of your listeners goes out and adopts a day's worth of milk production for that $36, again, with that matching pool from Physicians Plus, Badgerland Financial, and Heartland Credit Union, that's actually going to turn into $72 because they're going to match another $36. So it's a great way for you to double the impact of your gift to Second Harvest and help us provide even more milk.
That is super cool. I mean, you can genuinely today or tomorrow, whenever, in the next couple days, whenever we decide to log on and give just a few dollars of our own, we're doing twice as much good, really, we are.
Absolutely. And we know from history that people who are giving to Second Harvest, they really look forward to these opportunities where they know that their dollars are going to be matched. And so right now, if they go out to, again, givedairy.com, and do an adoption, those dollars are going to be matched. So it's a great opportunity for people to really make twice the impact in their community.
Very cool. Now, you were saying before that rarely milk is donated to the Second Harvest Food Bank. And why is that?
Well, you know, that's a good question. A lot of times there could be a cost factor. A lot of times there's a perishability issue where, they simply don't get the kind of quantities of a perishable item that they might give a non-perishable item, which, if you get a much bigger quantity of things, there might be a better opportunity to have some excess. Well, if it's a perishable item, you're typically going to order a little bit less as say, a retailer, and you're not going to have that kind of excess, which is typically what gets donated at Second Harvest. So there are a number of factors, but we certainly hope that through the Adopt a Dairy Cow program that we're able to mitigate some of those factors and still be able to provide that milk that the people who we serve so desperately need. And let's all face it, it's a great healthy product, So it's definitely one of those things that's a popular product when it's available. So we'd love to be able to provide as much as possible.
Chris, maybe you could explain to us, is there really that much demand? I mean, is there that many hungry people that we call neighbors around us?
Yeah, Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin, we actually serve 16 counties here in southwestern Wisconsin. And every year we meet nearly a million requests for help. And typically, in terms of the number of people that we serve, it's about 115,000. every year. And so if you kind of do that math, that should tell you that these folks are coming back and they're asking for help again and again and again throughout the year. And in fact, they typically will ask for help about 8.5 to 9 times throughout the year. So that should say something about the situation that they're in. And that means that the situation is a dire one, that it doesn't end when you just give them one supply of groceries. It's something that is a chronic condition that goes throughout the year. And the reality is 1 in 8 people here in southwestern Wisconsin struggles with hunger. And as you look at kids under the age of 18, it's actually 1 in 6. So we love to think that our community is a great community, because frankly it is. We love to think there's no problems right here in southwestern Wisconsin, but there is hunger right here in southwestern Wisconsin, and our job is to do everything we possibly can to meet that need.
So when we get online and decide to make a donation, this is actually putting food in kids and our neighbors' mouths, as opposed to just giving cash to somebody and who knows where it goes. This is going to be right to food, right to meals, to people that really need it.
Well, specifically with the Adopt a Dairy Cow, that is going into what we refer to as a restricted fund. So what we can guarantee you is that every dollar that goes into the program is literally going to put milk or another dairy product into the hands of the people that we serve. And in fact, you know, everything that we've done so far has been all milk. And so you know that every dollar that gets put into there is going to put milk on someone's table. And that's a pretty cool thing right here in the dairy state.
Where do we go to make a donation? You have me hooked. I want to help. I want to help some of these people, some of these kids that are hungry in our community. Where do I go to do it?
It's simple and easy. Go to givedairy.com. Pick your favorite cow. I'm kind of curious which one might be your favorite. I can tell you right now that we're kind of running a bit of a contest to see which cow is going to be the most favorite. And at this point, Ruby, she's the red. Ruby right now is the winning cow right now. So I'll be curious to see what those numbers look like by the end of the month. But you just go to givedairy.com, choose your favorite cow, and then you can choose the amount that you'd like to give. And you'll know that that amount is going to go to putting milk in someone's table. So that's a pretty cool thing.